Mark, I find it interesting that although you're often talking about the future, making specific predictions, looking at future trends, you shy away from being labeled as a futurist.
I do. I think that in general, that means somebody who's making predictions about something which will happen just after he or she dies and for whom they'll never have to account. And I try to account a lot. As you know, we actually publicly grade our predictions here. So in a sense, we're the opposite of futurists because we're not in predicting the flying cars business. We're in the how many PCs we'll sell next year business.
So what's your method? How do you go about these predictions? You know, there are forecasting firms that do a lot of number crunching. I'm guessing you don't really do all that much number crunching.
No, we call those people rearview mirror because they look backwards in order to look forwards, and that's not very helpful generally, particularly with numbers. Whenever you see a straight line graph showing you the future, you know that it's not the future. That's the one thing you know about it. It's not a straight line. We try to get beyond this can't predict business and actually see what's going to happen. And the way you do that is you look at patterns. And the more deeply you can see them without having an emotional bias, the better. So there are kind of a couple of steps there. One is take away all of your emotional frames if you can, and there are a lot of those. And then once you can see the present clearly, look for patterns along timelines that will help you see what's going to happen next. And that will help you predict things which are unexpected.
What are some examples? I mean, I'll name one of your predictions that I well remember. It was before the stock market crashed in 2008, and several months before that happened, you were on the air with me talking about problems with global liquidity, and I'll never forget you telling me that the smart money was in cash, and I wish I had listened to you before the market crashed. So, I mean, that's a good example, I guess, of you seeing patterns.
Yes, yeah. That involved, I'm actually working on a book right now to explain some of the details of that, but that involved a lot of patterns. And so I was, as an example of what you have to do to get there, I was looking at patterns that had to do with the Bank of Japan and how they intervened in money markets. I was looking at patterns that had to do with global equity markets and how they moved in a contrary pattern suddenly at the end of February in 2007. I was looking at patterns of investment around the world and currency manipulation, and all those things put together suddenly frightened me, and I realized we were going to have a very bad event.
So it sounds like, you know, there's no one magic secret here to your methodology. It's you're paying attention, you're looking at patterns, you're trusting your gut feelings.
That's right. There is no single silver bullet here. I think for folks who are interested in getting better at predicting the future, and let's just say it, we keep public track, and so we know you can do this. We've been doing this now since 95. But to get better at it, you just need to do what you're saying. You need to kind of drop your emotional biases, look clearly at what you're seeing, almost in a childlike way, see things just as they are, find more detail than you're not normally finding, and then look for patterns in that detail that will help you see how things will track a long time.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He joined us through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.